From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. military said Thursday it struck three radar sites in Yemen in response to missile launches from territory controlled by Houthi rebels that targeted a U.S. Navy destroyer. A Pentagon spokesman described the strikes as self-defense in order to protect the U.S. personnel and ships. U.S. officials say Houthi rebels in Yemen fired a missile at a U.S. Navy destroyer in the Red Sea Wednesday. They say the rocket missed its target. The officials told VOA the attack was the second aimed at the same ship in the past 4 days. More allegations are emerging involving Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and what multiple women describe as incidents of groping or kissing them on an airplane inside Trump Tower in New York and at his golf club in Florida. Trump, his lawyers, and his campaign strongly denied they took place. A Clinton campaign statement called the new allegations disturbing. Trump and Clinton have their final nationally televised debate in 6 days. The election is set for November the 8th. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton said Thursday that Trump's campaign is desperate. She warned voters in Nevada that not to be turned off by the pure negativity coming from her opponent.
And his campaign has said today that he's going to, and I quote, run a scorched earth strategy, whatever that means. That's how desperate they are. That's all they have left, pure negativity. And we can't let that represent our country.
A wave of new political surveys show Clinton looking to become the country's first female president, surging to a bigger edge over Trump, with the Real Clear Politics average of polls giving her a 6.2 percentage point national advantage. This is VOA News. An explosion in the capital of Nigeria's northeast Borno state killed at least 8 people Wednesday and wounded more than a dozen others. The blast at Maiduguri erupted as a taxi approached a gasoline station near a camp that shelters refugees from Boko Haram's jihadist attacks. It was unclear if a bomb had been planted in the taxi or if a passenger detonated explosives. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack. Australian police are charging two 16-year-old boys with planning an Islamic State-inspired attack.
We were well aware of these two 16-year-olds, and again, I can't say a great deal about them, and I clearly can't identify them, but we have been aware of them, we have been concerned about them, and we have been undertaking what you would expect we would undertake with people that we have concerns about in the world of counterterrorism.
New South Wales Deputy Police Commissioner Catherine Byrne says the teens were carrying knives when arrested in a suburb of Sydney. Police are not sure if they had an intended target. Hurricane Nicole is bearing down on Bermuda. The U.S.-based National Hurricane Center says the Category 3 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 185 kilometers per hour is expected to hit Bermuda early Thursday. While Bermuda has sturdy infrastructure and is accustomed to storms, the government still urges people to stay indoors on Thursday. The United Nations is expected to appoint Portugal Prime Minister Antonio Guterres as Secretary General Thursday. Guterres told VOA in an interview during his campaign that he was running for the top UN job because he wanted to create the conditions for solutions to global challenges. Should Guterres be confirmed, he will replace current Secretary General Ban Ki-moon of South Korea at the end of 2016. Ban has held the post since being appointed in 2006. Burundi's parliament has overwhelmingly approved a bill that calls for the country to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. The bill now awaits a signature from President Nkurunziza. Supporters of the bill charged that the court hurt Burundi's institutions and was being used as an instrument to intervene in national politics. The action is seen by many as a new stage in Burundi's growing isolation from the international community. For details on much more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.